It is now exactly 15 minutes to 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive, Classic FM 102.7. And I'm joined in the studio by composer Bongani Undodana Breen and librettist Brent Meersman. We're going to be talking about Credo, the oratorio that will be performed for the very first time at the ZK Matthews Hall in UNISA tomorrow. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good to be here.
Okay, great. I hope the drive-through traffic wasn't too harrowing.
Coming from Cape Town, yes.
That's Brent, by the way. You're based in Cape Town then, Brent?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Now, I suppose a good place to start would be at the beginning. And what then inspired Credo?
It's actually a very nice story to tell. Bongani had come back to South Africa. You know, he had his career over in the States and in Canada, and I'd always been encouraging him to please come back. Anyway, he arrived, I think it was around about 2008, 2009, and stayed with me for a few days, and I was putting together a poetry anthology at that stage, and he found in manuscript form one of my poems called Credo. And he immediately had a vision for a complete oratorio for it. And here we are, 4 years later, and the project's been realized.
What moved me, actually, was just, it was literally just looking at Brent's desk and finding all these papers on it. And, we've been friends for many, many years, Brent and I, and I was slowly getting into his writing, and he's a very accomplished novelist. He actually had the launch of his latest book yesterday. And what really got to me was how he distilled a very complex document, the Freedom Charter, into this wonderful, elegant, and lyrical poem. And he called it Credo, which is a statement of belief. And I said to myself, wow, he's actually sort of defined the values that bind us together as South Africans. And because the Freedom Charter is an extraordinary aspirational document that, you know, people got together in the 1950s and they dreamt of a wonderful vision of what South Africa could be. And to some extent, we are living in that vision that these people dreamt of in the 1950s. And it's what I think, to me, it's a very important document, and it's part of our national and cultural heritage. And it informed our constitution, and I think it defines the values that bind us together as South Africans.
Right. Now, as you grow older, one of the things you become aware of is the importance of memory and, you know, not to forget the defining experiences in your life and the lessons that they imparted to you. Is Credo an attempt to keep from forgetting, let those values that define our constitution kind of circulate through the public consciousness, you know, again?
I think memory is important, and I think history is important, and I think we should always remember where we come from. One of the things that I like about Brent's books, Reports Before Daybreak and Reports at Noon, that you've just launched, and these are very historical novels about where we've come from, the journey that we've had as South Africans. And I just don't think that we as a country can afford to live in denial. My American friends used to always say, you know, denial is a river in Africa. But we cannot forget what happened here so that it doesn't happen again. And, you know, what the Freedom Charter talks about, you know, there shall be housing for all and the elimination of poverty, and that, you know, the people, not the party, the people shall govern. We cannot go back to where we were in 1950. And I think, to me, the Freedom Charter helps us to remember what kind of place this was before and what it strives to be now. So memory, to me, will, I think, as a country, as a nation, will help us not to repeat the mistakes of the past and the draconian legislation that we had in the past, and that we can aspire to dream bigger as a country, as a nation. Let's focus on what binds us together as South Africans. And let's not, we sometimes focus, I think, on what divides us, and sometimes the discourse is very strained. we must dream again. We must dream about what we can be in 50 years, where we can be in 50 years. We must invest in education and culture. We must invest in medicine. We must invest in the well-being of our people. And we must, you know, stress the importance of family. All of these values are in the Freedom Charter. And to me, I think it's an extraordinary document, and I think it really defines what a wonderful society and what potential this country has.
Right. Now, I'm sure the timing of the first performance of Credo is no accident. Tomorrow will be the 18th of July, and of course, it's the birthday of Tata Mandela. There's obviously a link there, but can you unpack it a bit more?
Well, I think Bongani is actually better positioned to talk about that. You know that the piece of music is set to be with the presentation at 67 minutes. So that was some of the thinking behind it as well. You know, Mandela is just such a phenomenal figure in our history, that goes without saying. I think that in many ways we feel that he embodies the spirit of what the Freedom Charter was about.
Not only that, I mean, if you recall the speech that he gave to the judge in his trial, and he was talking about ideals that he was prepared to even die for. Those are those ideals in the Freedom Charter. This man gave up his liberty, the well-being of his family and his children and his wife, for these ideals which are enshrined in the Freedom Charter. He was prepared to lose his liberty for that. And what Mandela Day to me means is it's a day of service. For 67 minutes, we have to stop thinking about ourselves as individuals and actually just give back to the community or do something for the country or remind ourselves of what, you know, this country is about, which I think the Freedom Charter clearly explains. And UNISA is marking the 140th
yes,
anniversary
right.
this year,
mm-hmm.
and they are the ones that have commissioned this project behind it, and they have backed it with incredible support. And I really would like to acknowledge the leadership of Dr.
Okay. So it was commissioned by UNISA?
It was commissioned by UNISA, and I just want to acknowledge the leadership of Professor Makanya, the Vice Chancellor, and Dr. Kobela, the registrar there, who said that, you know what, we need to do something very special at the 140th anniversary of this institution, and we need to be behind the work of the Nelson Mandela Day, and we need to be part of the discourse of what is the future of South Africa, what does the Freedom Charter mean to South Africans and to us as a nation right now. And so when we started putting this thing together, they said, you know, Credo is the ideal project to
right.
promote what UNISA as an institution, and as I consider them, they're also the custodians of our cultural heritage, because they do so much for music here in South Africa in
mm-hmm.
terms of music education.
Right.
They actually host world-class international music competitions.
The UNISA International
Absolutely.
Piano Competition,
I mean,
for one.
This is a great institution. It's a world-class institution, and people think that it's just a university, and they do all the music education examination from grade 1 to 12, direct competition, of course, to the British. But they commission new music. I mean, their role in terms of creating more South African content and preserving the future of South African of culture and music and our heritage is extraordinary. And they were the absolute perfect partner to commission Credo
right.
and to mark the 140th anniversary this way.
Okay. Now, this is a multimedia performance. So what can we expect from...
Well,
in addition to the music, of course.
Yeah, well,
how
yes.
is the music augmented?
We have there's an audio visual track that goes throughout the production. So Andrew Black is a multimedia artist, and he has given us visuals to go with the music and with the words, and that runs right through the production. I don't want to give away too much because
mm-hmm.
I want people to come and see it. It is going to be broadcast as well on SABC.
Yes, on SABC3, live broadcast at 10 p.m. this Thursday, Mandela Day.
And the visuals are very exciting. He's done a lot of work. He's taken historic footage. He's included animations. There's some stunning 3D effects as well. So it's going to be quite a visual display. But he's also been as a theatre critic, which is another part of my life, I usually detest audiovisuals in theatre productions.
Oh, in theatre. Why is that?
I think that they're usually done very badly, and I think that they very often destroy the live performance. But Andrew Black, who's done this, has been very sensitive to the music. And he's also, at times, I think he's always enhancing it. And I think he's very sensitive not to compete. So when the music has a particular rhythm and it's very powerful, he's going with that. He doesn't want to overshadow certain moments, especially when the soloists are performing. And that is Sibongile Khumalo is leading the soloists, Otto Maedi, and Monica Wasung. And together they make a very beautiful a trio, and obviously with the music of the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra, who are playing under the conductor Johannes Alber from Berlin.
All right. Now, Sibongile Khumalo, we all know, and we've all heard many, many times. Brilliant, of course. Tell us a bit about the other soloists who featured Monica Wasung, also about Johannes Alber, the conductor.
Well, I mean, first I have to talk about Mark Khumalo.
Okay.
And I mean, Brent wrote such beautiful poetry. And I think when I saw the poetry, I think I just immediately thought of Sibongile Khumalo.
Right. Did you hear her voice?
It's liquid gold, her voice. And I think the poetry and that Brent wrote and also some of the things that she stands for, because, you know, she has a very social activist kind of angle.
You know?
And it was such a wonderful alignment of what she believes in and some of the things that Brent had written. So it was a very easy job for me as a composer because the sentiments were like, you know, married. And she really sings from the heart about these issues. Monica Wasung and Otto Maedi and I have worked together in my previous project, which was Winnie the Opera. Monica is a wonderful singer, mezzo-soprano. She's got, I think, a great career ahead of her, and she played the Baroness in Winnie the Opera. Otto, of course, is this amazing, you know, a bass with gravitas, and people might remember him from Showboat, you know, singing Old Man River, and he's done very well in London and everything else. And he was also in Winnie playing Columbus. Jonas Albert is an amazing German conductor from Berlin. Also, I've worked with him because he conducted the KZNPO, the KwaZulu-Natal Philharmonic Orchestra, when we were doing Winnie the Opera. He's an extraordinary musician, and it's a privilege for me as a composer to work with such great artists, and especially somebody like Jonas. It's also like a collaboration because, you know, he sees the scores and then he like makes some notes and comments and suggestions and sends them back to me. And I like as a composer to actually be working with people in a very collaborative fashion. And I mean, Monica is the same as well. You know, I will send her some things. You know, Bungani, I have too many top G's here. and of course, I mean, somebody like Brent, you know, at rehearsal, there's certain words that I had used. And then Brent goes in and speaks to Mark Khumalo, Sibongile Khumalo, and says like, you know, I think you might want to try this word here because it might go very well with the voice and where it is. And I mean, it's wonderful, you know, being in that collaborative process where all of us are not thinking about ourselves, that we're thinking about the merits of the work,
right,
and also thinking like, what kind of experience should the audience have? It's not about me, it's not about Brent, it's not about Sibongile, it's about what the Freedom Charter means, and it's also about what the audience will take away from this, whether they're coming live to watch it at ZK Matthews Hall tomorrow, or if they're watching it on SABC 3 tomorrow at 10 p.m.
Okay, the details of the live performance, when, where?
Okay, so the first thing is UNISA has a wonderful website, unisa.ac.za/credo. So it's on the UNISA website. The performances themselves, there are three performances at ZK Matthews Hall, which is very interesting because ZK Matthews was one of the people behind
the Freedom Charter.
The Freedom Charter.
Yes.
So this whole project literally has come home. So it's on the 18th and the 19th and the 21st of July in Pretoria, ZK Matthews Hall. The performances start at 8 o'clock. o'clock. Thursday, I think, is actually sold out because we have some VIPs coming again.
Right.
Yeah. And then we have also been doing public dialogues, and there's a public dialogue that Brent is actually chairing on the 20th at Freedom Park.
Yes.
Brent, can you talk about that a bit more?
At 6 p.m., yeah. We're going to be talking, this is the second public dialogue around the Freedom Charter, and we're going to be talking about how the Freedom Charter itself has become a cultural artifact. And how does it relate to culture? What does it have to say about culture? And then reflecting upon the way it has been presented by our production, by Credo.
Okay. And you can get tickets at CompuTicket for the performances.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Ticket prices start from 160 rands. Thank you very much, Bongani Ndodana Breen and Brent Meersman. And we spoke about Credo, which will be performed world premiere tomorrow at the ZK Matthews Hall at UNISA. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.